Welcome to Hackers Got Talent, a phrase we're going to find out if that's true tonight. And like all the other ones, this is all done out of fun and love and people feeling excited about having something they're good at, something they're able to do, and they just like to share it with people, and we're all going to be cool about it. And we have had some ups and some downs and some wonders. Come on in, Wallflower. Nobody survives tonight. Come to the walls. Florian, be a part of the show. Greg, what hand do you want, or what do you want?
It's Kusanagi.
Snoggy? Yeah. Snoggy. Snoggy. You want Snoggy? Snoggy. Snoggy. Greg and Snoggy and Jason. And let's see. I have to do a... I'm gonna choose who here, and this is the best part, who here feels they would be a fucking amazing talent judge? Because maybe your talent is judging. Ah, let's do this. It's time for a talent judge, right here. Here comes Jason. Jason's like, oh shit, look at all these people. Oh my God, this is crazy. And Jason stands up and goes like this. And you, the judge, shout out. Put your hand up if you got something to shout out. Go for it.
Show me what you got.
Show me what you got. Any others? Any other thoughts? No? I don't want to have to press gang a judge, but I can do it.
It's happened before.
It has happened before.
I wonder how I know.
Wow.
We need to break through.
Do we want a celebrity judge from the CDC?
It's on. That's what I'm
checking. I don't know. Freak, you want a moment? Freak. Do you want a piece of this? You want a piece of this, freak? You want a piece? You want in? You've had it? Demonstrating why you're a great judge. You got first prize. No, you don't want to get no celebrity judge? Okay, that's fine. All right, show me what you got, guy. Wins. Come on up, show me what you got, guy. Here, we're going to put your chair here so it's like you're part of the group, but you're a little bit separated.
Yeah, sorry.
You feel like you weren't meant to belong, but you're here.
I'm sure you felt that a lot.
Small psyops being done on your brain. All right, so before I start turning people into contestants, is there somebody that walked in, and please be honest, who walked in and said to themselves, oh shit, I'm going to be in this? Is there anybody? If there is, you raise your hand, let me know. Okay, Florian, you got one. Is anybody else going, oh, we got three. Are you a act, or is it three acts? The Aristocrats, three acts. Okay, great. Act, okay, boom, boom, boom. Do me a favor, because I'm dumb. Sit in the front row, please, so that I can pick you up and have you come in and over there. Do we have any other entrants? Look, you won't be the only one. You got the three blind mice you got.
I know more of you signed up. Come on.
Oh, I don't beg. Begging. Begging is not that. I'm just showing you an inevitability. So we got a few people here. And by the way, the door never closes on the talent show. I mean, until the lights go out and then you're alone. Is this you registering? Are you registering to be in it, or are you just sitting here? Okay. All right. So now we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 acts. Do we have any other acts? Do I hear any other acts? You raised your hand. You're in. Do you want in? No? No, no. This is your time. This is you were like, oh, I wonder if Jesus will tell me to go on stage today. This was it. Here we are. The Cavalcade of Liars. Let's see. Well, Florin has definitely already said so. Richard, actually, you did say you wanted to be in it. Shayna says maybe. Maybe is now her hacker name. Bill Graydon. Oh, wow, look at that. Ryden D. Oh, Jesus Christ. Jeffrey Brace. Okay. Well, Jesus. Yeah, so that's it. That's like our current set. Now, This is that awkward pause in the elevator when a person says, like, hey, you in on this? You know, I was once in Malden, Massachusetts, which I do not recommend. And I was at the bowling alley, which I do not recommend. And I walked into the out of the bowling alley parking lot, and there were two sets of three guys, and they were facing off in the parking lot. Dun, 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 dun. They were about to go into it. And the third guy on one of them turned to me and went, hey, buddy, you want a piece? And that's my Roman Empire, because I have never stopped thinking about everything involved in that, right? Think about, first of all, for him, right? First of all, he's like, you know who wants to be on our side? The next guy who comes out the door of the bowling alley. And then the other one is, what does the other group think? This guy has no idea what we're beefing about. Like, imagine if I was like, oh, well, hell yeah, let's get, okay, I'm number four. What's all that? What's that thinking? All right. What's your name, son?
Lambda Calculus.
Lambda Calculus. Yes. Okay. So Lambda. Okay. We.
Lambda.
All right. Lambda. Well, I guess we're gonna start the talent show. So.
Calculus.
Yes.
Lambda Calculus.
Thanks a lot.
It's okay.
So let's, I feel really weird about having you three go in order. That feels weird. That feels like hee-haw weird. So I'm going to go.
I try.
I'm going to go with, okay. So I'm going to go with you first, and then we're going to alternate between contestants that don't sit next to each other. That seems, just seems weird. Come around the thing. Come up there.
Seems obvious.
Yes. The wonders of Hackers Got Talent. What's nice is how discombobulated and unplanned it is. All right, what's your name?
My name's Raiden.
Like the lightning god? Like literally fucking coolie hat and lightning. Okay, got it.
That's a choice.
Anyway, Raiden.
Did you get his name?
What is your talent, Raiden?
I can lick my elbow.
Talent.
I've been here.
And there you are, sitting there going, oh, my talent. I don't have a, I can't bring up with it. Okay.
Sorry, what's, for the records, what's the talent's name? I missed it.
Yeah.
What?
The talent's name for the records?
Licks Own Elbow.
Licks Own. Are you one?
No.
No.
That's for Hackers Got Talent Premium.
How could I have missed Lick's Own Elbow the first time around?
Lick's Own Elbow is now his new hacker hand.
Otherwise, we also known as
with a low. But this is important, asterisk in between the two, you know, the two sets. So Lick's Star Own Star Elbow. That looks great on IRC.
I think there might be a slash, a stroke, licks hyphen own stroke
no,
elbow.
No, because asterisks wouldn't work on IRC.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of judging.
Yes.
How do we make these fucking people think this makes sense? What do we want to do? What do we want to do? We want to just put down a little note there.
In terms of the process?
Yeah, just the process. Mm-hmm. I guess mark down
Take some notes.
Plus or minus,
take some notes,
want to write something in. Kind of keep an eye on yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought,
just write 10 next to my name, I don't mind.
Know, our judging process has been well vetted by the Committee of Hope and will be done at the complete greatest standards of fairness and justice. Anyway, lick your fucking elbow. Here we go.
All right.
What's the talent?
Licks his own elbow.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold
on. Greg, how did you? Greg, you had to hold one piece of information in your medulla oblongata.
Hold the phone.
Greg, one piece.
Hold the phone. The question was, what is your talent? What is the talent's name? What is your name?
Licks own elbow.
No, that is your talent. I now know what the name
his
of your
name
talent
is. His name is Licks Own Elbow. That's also
is
his
this like,
talent.
Is this like Groot?
Yeah, I gave
it's
him.
Like your name is Groot. No. And what you do is Groot. All right.
So when people are writing the history of Lick's Own Elbow, they talk about how he used to be named Raiden, and one day a gentleman came to him in a shiny suit with lights around him and said, "Your actual handle is Lick's Own Elbow." And then, in front of witnesses, he performed.
Show us what you got.
Lick's own elbow, ladies and gentlemen, with his act, Lick's own elbow.
Thank you.
Very nice. Come on down and sit down.
Yeah, exit this way. It's a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, go.
Yeah, you don't have to duck there, for the future. You can keep.
It's okay. We have. He just needs to go back.
You already ducked. You already ducked. Anyway. Yeah, just right here.
That's kind of fun, though.
Now, if you go. When you go. Yeah. When. Yeah, no, but then he dipped under here, and then he's going to walk by the set of towels we set up for people who have licking based talents.
You can exit.
I can't lick my own elbow. I can't lick my own face anymore.
So.
All right, Lick's own elbow is the first act of the night. Woo! And I'm going to keep saying this. One of you is coming on stage because you're going to be with your, you're going to be like, Lick's own elbow. Wait till you see my next bit. All right, let's go with you next, buddy. Come on up to Hacker's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
There are no bonus points given for jumping on stage, but, okay. Give us your handle and or name as you would like to be known.
Florian.
And Florian, what is your talent?
I have multiple, but...
Choose the best one. Choose the one that got you out of the orphanage.
This one.
Okay. This is that. The stick is your talent. Is it the embodiment of your talent?
This is what I needed to get out of the...
Okay, all right.
All right.
And how did you get out of the system? I beat people. All right.
That's all I did.
I guess unless you have a name for it, you can demonstrate your talent now. Juggle.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't see that. Nice.
How was often?
So that was Florian with I was able to beat my way out of the orphanage with a stick. Excellent. All right.
That was good. Really good.
Do judges have any comments?
So,
or?
I just have one comment. There appear to be formations on either end of the stick. Is this a stick that you would sometimes light on fire, or is it for protection, or what are those for?
So,
all right.
I tried to find I need the kerosene, but I couldn't find a plane today.
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. You couldn't find a plane to get kerosene? So the plane, I just want to let people know the plane kerosene is known as jet fuel. This is not encouraged inside Marillac Auditorium because this is a no smoking campus. But it's great to know. So what you're saying is that your talent actually does include twirling fire.
For anyone who's not
he's capable
of actually lighting those sticks on fire.
Yeah.
And my attitude is, if you're going to fuck with no smoking, go big or go home.
Yeah. Hey,
that's how you do it.
But, okay, well, and in the nature of there being a Hope 2026, let's...
Okay, and so for the twirling, so often, I know you from Europe, so and I don't know if it's the same there, but often there are marching bands where they have twirlers, batons, and you just showed some of that talent.
With fire?
Yeah,
in front of a parade? That seems like...
With fire. So the question is, I also, with a stick more like that, where it's not like a baton, but really a proper, there's often juggling, and I wondered whether you also juggle.
Get the microphone.
Full explanation.
You can give him there's another one there.
Yeah, do we have a couple? Again.
He's badass.
See, I'm seeing multiple. The reason why I'm probing.
Suck.
I'm 36 already.
I'm probing because I'm seeing multiple talents.
Tell us your secrets to longevity.
Yeah, where? How?
All right.
Don't stay in the sun.
Okay.
Sure.
So regarding with the question that I forgot, I will try to answer.
I was really just asking if you also do juggling or acrobatics.
So I have two left hands, so I try to juggle and my brain doesn't understand. Mm-hmm. And after trying that and different things, sometimes it worked or it didn't. Mm. Then I discovered this, and this is much. Yeah. This works better for me.
So you have a certain affinity with the stick.
I suck at other stuff, so this works.
Well, I was phrasing it in the more positive manner. Okay, thanks thanks very much. No further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
True. Okay, on to our next act.
Jumping on and off stage.
Come on up.
One of the talents.
Take the stairs. I mean, ignore the dragon.
Yeah, take the. Yeah. Okay.
You're the next contestant on The Price
Is
Right.
For
the
future contestants,
take these stairs.
Crack pipe is for everybody.
It's a little easier.
Keep it for yourself.
Wrong, Bobby.
Hey. Okay. Handle.
Lucas.
Awesome.
What was
Lewis?
Take that one to the bank, Lucas. Okay,
Lucas.
So
Lucas.
Next.
I know Lucas.
Okay. Lucas, what is your talent?
I can do a pretty goddamn good chainsaw noise.
All right, chainsaw noise.
Oh, hold on a second. We need some music for this.
Are you in on this?
Oh,
yes.
No, I'm going to.
Okay,
yeah. No, I mean, I'm just going to do this because I want to keep using this. Okay.
Oh, my God, Lucas.
Lucas with chainsaw noise. Ready? All right. That was Lucas and chainsaw noise.
He sawed the demons.
That was the one. That's the one where she said, "Okay, I'm a peace out." she did. Oh yeah, this is the one place where I'll make fun of people for coming and leaving because it's just great. But I love it when someone's just like, "Oh shit, I could be doing anything." I could fucking lick my television at the hotel. This would be better. Okay, so Lucas with chainsaw noise. Okay, and your talent, sir. Come on up. Come on up. I believe we have, we have his name, Jeffrey Brace. Jeffrey Brace.
Jeffrey Brace. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Welcome.
So is Jeffrey, what's your, do you have a hacker handle?
Yes.
Okay, what's the hacker?
Arkazow.
Arkazel. That's much better than the one I had dreamed up for you while you're walking up here. Okay, Arkazel. What is your talent?
Well, since I thought this was karaoke, I could sing very badly.
That counts as a talent. Because none of you are getting up to help. All right, fellows. Remember, life only comes by once, and you might as well ruin it.
Take this other wireless microphone.
Yeah, we have a mic. Right.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Thank you.
Okay. You need a. Okay, let's
preserve
this
for posterity.
Okay. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna
or for later.
Okay. So what you can do is he. Well, no. You can just. Here's what you can do. He can hold. Like you put your phone down, and he holds it to your phone, and then you. Because karaoke is not a standing sport. You gotta.
Yeah, but you gotta.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. I mean, if you don't have the movement.
Okay, when you're ready, I will start.
Yes,
we'll start it.
Jeffrey Brace Arkazel with, I can do carry.
Show us
badly.
What you got.
I'm over here.
Dude, I gotta see the lyrics.
I don't know the lyrics. Let's dance in style, let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb? Let us die young, or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sand pit, life is a short trip. The music for the sad man. Can you imagine when this race is won? Turn our gold faces into the sun. Praising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music's played by the madman, forever young. I want to be forever young. Do we really want to live forever? Forever and ever, forever young. I want to be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever young. Instrumental. You can keep going. Sooner or later, they will all be gone. Why don't they stay young?
That's terrible.
It's so hard to get old without a cause. I don't want to be perished like a fading force. Youth is like diamonds in the sun, and diamonds are forever. So many adventures couldn't happen today.
Everybody!
So many songs we forgot to play. So many dreams swinging out of the blue. We never let them come true. Forever young. I want to be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever young. I want to be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever and ever. Forever young. I want to be forever young. Do you really want to live forever?
This is the best part.
That was Jeffrey Brayson, Forever Young.
Give it up for 80s power ballads.
All right. So two pieces of notes. He cleared 7 people out of this room. Could you say other people? 8 people out of this room. That's fucking amazing. That's amazing. Usually you have to light up like the second meth pipe on the subway to clear that car. Wow.
I'm and feeling second, mighty
and
emotional.
And second of all, by the way, Jeffrey is fucking braver than all of you combined.
Every single one of you.
So if any of you have now realized that there is no bottom, perhaps you would like to come with your talent. And if so, you can just do it quietly by sitting out here in the front of what we call the slaughterhouse. No judgment. Rebel. This is going to be great every time it happens. What is this? You fucking, is this for your Twitch stream?
No.
I sense a setup. This is going to fucking suck. All right.
Does this microphone have an antenna?
No, what?
No, that doesn't.
No antenna. It's incapable of sending signals.
I'm on a line. Okay. What I'm good at, what my talent is imitating sounds and people's voices, like how people talk, and imitating different sounds, like on the phone. I've been doing it since I was like 10 years old. So like, all you old school people know what like electronic switching is, and like crossbar switching is, like how operators sound, and dude, and do excuse me, hello, this is Nainik, I'm screwed. This is emergency interruption from Bernie. Will you check? I'm sorry, excuse me, we're doing a talent show. Could you tell him to go away, please? Oh, I'm sorry about that. Thank you. No, I'm sorry. As I was saying, there's so many but I can't imitate a blue box. That's one thing I cannot imitate. I can take requests. But I can imitate like sounds like, you know, an electronic switching sound, like hello? What about a long distance call on? What about a long distance call with a 1ESS? What about, oh, we have another operator coming in. Excuse me. This is 9X. I'm sorry, operator. We're on a talent show. Could you please tell him not to do that again? I'm sorry. This is a talent show? Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Could you please not interrupt this line? We're on a talent show. I'm sorry, sir. Thank you. Yeah, as I was saying. And I could also, what else? I could sing, the first telephone song I made up in 1980 was actually 79. You could call the operator on the telephone. Call the operator.
Thank you. He's one.
That was Rebel with Remember When. The telephone system of old times. I think you're, I think you're number six, right? Number six. Okay. But don't go. We need you. Oh, look at him. His head goes down. Anyway, come on up. Name and shame. Anyway, how are we doing? We're moving through this fast. They always leave it open straight for this. And I'm happy to turn this into something else. You know, I once attended a HackerCon where they were going to speak about a subject, and I sat down, and they were like, they're sick, they can't make it. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. And I stood up and I gave their talk. So I'm not afraid.
Maybe we can extend it. The victims in the second row? You know, we just go line by line.
Well, we just start press ganging random rows in, and people
yeah,
are like,
I'll pour this.
This is like that thing when they draft, and then suddenly they're like, suddenly 40-year-olds can fight.
It'll be like the claw machine from Toy Story. The claw. I have been chosen. Farewell, my friends.
That just worked for me before when I tested it. Are you using the blue cable?
All right. What are you trying to do?
What are you doing?
It just worked.
Are you trying to cause an AV nightmare? Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see if that happens.
He's trying to project, but it's not coming up.
Is it possible to make whatever's coming out of there go up here? I know we just... Oh, Jesus Christ!
Work your magic.
Well, now I'm sterile.
Thank you.
Okay. Is sound important to your thing as well? No,
Let's get the name and your name and talent.
Okay, please. No. We'll do the whole thing, but I just wanted to be sure that we're not missing out on the AV.
On the sound, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your name?
Bill? No. Fucking awesome.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah! And what is your talent?
Tuvan throat singing.
Oh, no.
Oh, you know, I should have noticed by the traditional Tuvan representation. Oh, I see. You're going to prove it by fucking... Oh, that's some big balls on this court. All right, so you're going to fucking prove that you're subharmonic singing by bringing out a frequency observer. Oh, that's crazy. All right, well, you know what? Never let me get in the way of a good time.
You can use this and sing, or...
There's a microphone right there, actually.
Yeah, okay. Whatever he's doing, he's got some... Whatever you want to do, what do you...
All right, let's try that.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Take that farther.
Okay, it might be potted up. Do this one because that one's potted up for, I can hear a bat fart.
All right, show us what you got.
Show us, Bill.
All right, so quick note on what you're seeing on screen. This is the real-time frequency analysis of whatever sound is coming into the computer's microphone. So in the... Thank you.
Left on this guy.
Time domain on top, frequency domain on the bottom, and then in both time and frequency here. So as we can see, if I whistle, it gets a really nice pure sine wave. And that, if you draw 5 staff notes over it, tracks exactly the music notes as well. So what Tuvan throat singing is coming out with multiple tones with your voice. So normally when I make a vowel, same bass note, but you can see those overtones changing. There's a couple different styles of tube and throat singing. One that's my favorite that I'm still working on mastering is the Siget style. It's much higher, closed throat, and generates a more pure overtone. And then I'll do the Carr-Grah style, which uses the false vocal cords. It's below the vocal cords. It's the little flap that exists there. And it makes a lower sound, doesn't sound as good, not nearly as musical, and I'm just gonna make weird sounding mouth noises, so get ready for that. Thank you very much.
Now, Bill, who brought four people into the room. And all of them, so for the new people, almost all of the talents require some sort of audio harmonic spectral analyzer. So whatever ability you have, just make sure that it appears on this randomly assigned chart that analyzes. Otherwise, you kind of lose, man. All right, well, that was amazing, Bill. We have two slaughterhouse pigs. I mean, actual contestants rising up. Are you a two-person or one-person act? Act and then act. Okay, Hello Kitty, let's come on up.
Yeah, I'm really getting annoyed with all the people jumping on stage. It's making my arthritis worse.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. Okay, so, handle or preferred nomenclature?
Dave?
Day, like Jay. Night pisses you off. The chariot goes across the moon and then drags in the sun, and that's you. Okay, Day. Well, it is through a mask, so I'm just being, and it could be Dave. All right, Day, what is your talent?
Cartwheel.
Is Day's, well, I'm getting the fuck out of here. All right. So, with a reminder that you're on a hardwood floor with no preparation beforehand, woo. Jesus. All right. What now?
I decided to do a round off in there.
Yeah. No. Okay. All right. Excellent. You did. That's it. That's the act, right? You're not going to scare me. Okay. No hitting. Okay, all right. That was Dane with Cartwheel. For the new people who've come in, everybody has already gotten their chance to perform their talent, so you will have to come up now for your turn after this one. Come on in. Don't go up the... Just go up the stairs like a fucking human. Oh.
I'm keeping a list of all these.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, great. Yes. Handle or name...
Zed.
Okay. All right. Zed. Like Z. Like you were traveling through Niagara Fall, and then you were like, oh, fuck, I'm in Toronto. Zed. Okay. Zed. Zed is here. Zed, what is your talent?
Bark like dog.
Dog adjacent bark. Okay. Zed, let her rip.
Wait, I need everyone to close their eyes because facial expressions are not part of the...
I'm not closing my eyes. No.
We must witness this.
For the purposes of the code of conduct, I will say that when the guy says, close your eyes, because no. The facial expressions are not part of the deal, and I'm going to bark like a dog. Just kick the door open. Have a friend. I'm just saying. Okay, good. All right. For a closed-eyed audience, at least the judges will do it. Bark Like Dog by Zed. And that was Zed with Bark Like Dog, comma. The official full act is called Bark Like a Dog / Shut Your Eyes, which was a very popular romantic ballad in the early 1980s. All right, well, we have gone through our current range of, what are you even raising your hand for? You already were in this. And you're like, wait a minute, I found the jet fuel. I found it, it was in my special go bag. What?
I wanted to ask if one of us would remember that they could also do something else, could they do it?
Oh no, every time we do that, it always gets all nutty, and they're competing against two of you. It's like you've gotten two bites of the apple. Somebody here goes, they walk out of here going, I was so bad, someone had to do it twice to get over me. Oh, the heartbreak, the sadness, the terribleness. No. I would like to know, is anybody excited about this? Is this class? What is it, sir? What is your query? No. See? Oh, he offered to lick his other elbow. No, I don't want your idea.
Could he lick them both at once?
This is a projection screen, not a whiteboard. We're not fucking spitballing here. Startup, we need to tack .ai at the end and we'll make $1 million.
We have
Barclay.
Can I go to the bathroom?
What?
Can I go to the bathroom?
Can you go to the bathroom? Oh. And with... You may pass out. No. So all of you are blurry to me. If somebody has a talent and they want to come on up, this is your time to come on up. And if not, we're gonna do a quick little judges thing. We will declare a winner, and we will be out of here in less than half the time we were assembled this room before the demo scene people all come over and schmutz it up with their polygons and their fucking 8-bit. Do you want that kind of a world? Do you want a world where the demo scene takes over?
I'm sensing there's a lot more talent in the room than
I would think
yet.
So.
Yeah, there's someone.
I would think so. I would think that this place was literally brimming with talent. No, here's the thing. What's the prize? You don't enter a talent show for the prize. This isn't fucking Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone. You're not. I'm sorry, that was too deep a cut for this crowd.
Actually, Jason, we do have a prize.
I know we have a prize. Okay. I just don't want it to be the motivator.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. That sucks. Oh, I wasn't going to go up with my brand new I Make the Sound of a Dead Cat because they offered me an L.L. Bean radio and that changed everything.
Yeah, this would be a demotivator, I think. Yeah. So.
It shouldn't be. It should be about whatever that was. It was filthy and I'm not putting it on a microphone. Whatever that was. Okay. All right. Well, then I guess. Well, hand up. What?
Do we have someone willing?
Is that, I think I have a talent?
I'm terrified, but I'm
doing
it.
Do it.
Come on up, there's nothing to be afraid of, just 1,000 pairs of eyes, and they're looking at you from a very close way, and I think they're gonna eat you. Here they come, there's 1,000 pairs, they're looking at you doing the things you do. If you get it wrong, you're gonna die. Okay, let's go.
I'm in the chat.
Okay, so your handle or name?
Oh, you're Kusanagi. Poopad.
I'm Lambda Calculus.
All right, I got this. What?
That's the handle.
I know, but like Coupad?
Really?
Oh, K-U-P-A-D. So just 5 random letters, huh? All right, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
A boggle score. Okay. And what's your talent, Coophead?
I'm going to play a song on the ocarina.
Do you need a microphone?
I just want to bring attention to the I just want to bring attention to the 43 fucking minutes at the talent show that you watched people lick elbows, bark like a dog, and Tuvan sing, all while sitting with an ocarina in your back pocket going, maybe this isn't my time. Maybe this isn't my place. I mean, what's an ocarina gonna do at a talent show?
You're not gonna summon a tornado, are you? You're not gonna summon a tornado, are you?
Oh, you see, now you brought out the geeks. Oh, you fucking did it. All right.
I was about to say, you haven't heard me play.
No. The worst ocarina is better than the best no-show. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Come and sit down at our row of winners. Literally sat watching.
I can't.
Just watched as a guy is like, I know I didn't start it out in the beginning, but I can bark like a dog. Is that okay? And he's sitting here with a fucking musical instrument. No, you got to sit here because we got to judge you. From the coupad, we need you in the front. No, I mean, we need you in the front because we need to know who the thing is. But anyway. Anyway, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen. That is just like, oh, we're being robbed. Do I do something with this? I've just been, I don't know. What?
Does anyone have a latex balloon?
No.
Does anyone have a latex balloon?
Traumatized.
Trust me, it's worth it. Once again, code of conduct has all these rules. You have to be aware. Does anyone have a latex balloon? Trust me, it's worth it is now your handle.
That might.
We have a latex glove. What? Well, he's got a latex glove.
I can sure try it. It's probably not going to work.
Oh. This is. We are still deep into phrasing here. Like, wow. Does anyone have a latex balloon? I promise it'll be good. Oh, a latex glove. I don't know if it'll be as good.
Come up on stage.
Come on. I mean, the worst latex glove performance is still better than the no latex glove. Okay, what's your handle or name?
My name is Lucas.
Lucas!
Do you have a handle?
On my bike.
Your handle is now Short King with a dollar sign for S.
Hell yeah!
Anyway, Short King, what is your... I was going to say trick. But it's not. It's a talent. Give me your talent.
So I can blow up balloons with my nose, but this is going to be a little bit harder. So I'm going to give it a try.
You don't want your glove back. I'm just saying the CDC has guidelines. Don't blow your nose inside of your gloves. It's not going to work.
I think we need a little music for this one.
All right, well, we need, I would say we would want the saber dance for this one. Do we have the saber dance?
I got something better.
Nice. Boy, I love being overruled. Okay. Start it. Start it. Newbie guy. Okay. I'm gonna let you.
Whenever it loads.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was Short King Lucas with "I guess I'll use this latex instead." I hope it'll be as good.
I have a question.
Okay, shit's getting crazy. Yeah.
No, I only have one question.
Why does every talent in the second generation have a tool that they didn't bring? A guy brought a fucking flame torch with him. He brought, okay. Oh my God. All right.
Wait, this is a question.
I have a question. Just
okay,
like
what's the procedural question? Hit me with it.
I'm not a balloon expert, but why a latex balloon? Why not a rubber balloon?
I really didn't want someone to give me a condo,
I got news for you about condoms and latex.
Yeah. All right, never. That's
truly a short kid.
That's all my questions. Thank you.
Oh, that was like, I'll fool them. No one will give me a condom if I ask for latex.
What's that?
I understand why someone would have a condom in their pocket. I'm not sure what I understand.
I know
why someone has a latex glove in their pocket.
It's a campus.
Oh, I knew we'd find a way to get this fucking con kicked out of this place. We heard that prophylactics were passed around freely in this beautiful theater. We named after a man who was known for hating condoms. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, well, here's the. I mean, like, you need a cherry. Like, okay. Well, let's get this one right off the fucking whatever. She was asking if there was a cherry because she can do a tie the cherry with her tongue thing. Who the fuck is sitting on a cherry? If you have a cherry on you, you share whatever prize they get or whatever. I mean, that's a fucking two-person act. It's like, are you looking through your bag for a cherry? I just want to be sure. Are you looking through your bag for, are you doing a fruit search in your bag? Are you fucking looking for, I mean, a fruit roll-up doesn't count. I mean, we're talking about an honest-to-God motherfucking fruit fucking Tess de Uberville's fucking cherry. Are we really dealing with that here? It's a what? A Monticello lime. With the stem. I don't like where this is going. But you know what? I mean, aren't hackers about improvisation and going with what they have? How are you gonna MacGyver your mouth out of this one? We're gonna get like a fucking, again, this is coming out of a woman's bag. I don't have the, do you not have it, or was that, well, then I don't have it. Then I don't have, my fruit section is closed in my bag. Fuck you, top hat sprinkle boy. I don't want to give you my chip. That was my best line. Yeah, shove it into a person's mouth. What?
What are those?
What is that?
Do those have a stem?
Do you know the part of the fruit trick that's being played out here? It's not about the cherry. It's about the stem of the cherry. Mm-hmm. So if you have clementines, Now, I'm not an expert in all this shit, but I mean, it is true. If you're willing to shove two clementines into your mouth at once, that does count as a talent. But man, that is a 90 degree turn from where you entered in the act, right? You're like, oh, I can tie a stove. So I'm just saying it could go very wrong. But your generosity offering your clementines to a stranger is very well. Yeah, that's beautiful. I love this. This is fucking industrial grade awkward. That's amazing. Anyway, you had some, you're really brainstorming. They're like, well, I have a strap. I can hang myself or I could do it. Come on up.
Show us what you got.
You can also, you don't have to come up on the, oh. All right. What is your handle and or name?
Hi, my name is Karen. My handle is Hwenab.
Hwenab, spelled?
H-W-E-N-A-B, Hwenab.
Hwenab.
Hwenab, short for Hoistway Enable.
Nice. Nice. That's much better than dog shit I come up with every day.
The judges didn't get that. Can you repeat that, please, a little bit slower?
Sure. Yeah, so Hwenab, H-W-E-N-A-B. It's short for Hoistway Enable, as in the elevator setting.
Yeah. Yeah, what the fuck you doing walking around with, you know, whatever, candy cane or something? Work harder. Try harder. Proof. Okay, hoist away. What is your talent?
Okay, so I'm going to need a couple of props. I'm kidding. I don't need props. I'm just talking with you. I'm going to make some dolphin noises.
Okay, it's dolphin noises.
Do you have to close your eyes for this too, or?
Oh, no, you can look right at me.
Great.
Like my
contact. Okay.
I'm going to close my eyes.
I don't like the coach, the axe, but definitely before you start it, you go look at me. No, fucking look at me and don't look away. That will really add spice to this dolphin noise. All right, go for it.
Okay, so before I start, I need to like set the atmosphere. So I need some ocean noises from the crowd. Just
wait.
We got you.
Ocean ambiance.
Oh my God, ocean ambiance. This is amazing. It's like you guys were ready for me.
Not that ready.
Not that ready. All right. That's okay. Guys, shh. Down a little bit so you can hear the mic over me. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Now everyone make direct eye contact with me. Thank you.
Very nice. Hoist away with look at me, fucking dolphin noises. Wow. Okay. I think now now the door's starting to shut. I mean, right? I mean, what do we got here? We got a little bit. We got everything from Sonic Nightmares to whatever. What time are we at?
We're some
at
good shit
precisely
here.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, well, wow.
We have
one more hour. I'm fine with like doing a Q&A after or doing some other horse shit or just saying crazy shit forever.
We don't need the pad things here.
We got another victim.
Okay.
But I'm saying.
What I was about to say is I feel there's some more talent yet in the room.
Right, of course. Yeah. No, I know that. But I'm just saying in terms of, I also don't want somebody to have spent a full fucking 60 minutes afraid to play their part and reward them for that kind of procrastination. So I was going to say we're only going to have space for a few more, because then we got to start
thinking.
Fair enough.
The pressure is on.
Welcome, late boy. Okay, so what is your handle and/or name?
Kevin.
Awesome. good callback. And what is your talent, Calvin?
I can play a tiny piano.
Okay, please show people the tiny piano. All right, do you need this?
Yeah. If we could do it on the table.
Tell me your handle again.
Sure, you only need the table.
Name
or handle?
We need your name.
Kevin.
Kevin, okay.
Kevin.
Can you hook it up to him?
How'd you miss Kevin?
How many Ks? Just one. Okay. I think I got it.
Oh, we can't hear you. You gotta turn your volume up.
Okay.
I mean, it's no ocarina. That was Kevin with Tiny Piano. Yes! Come on down. They're either giving up or going away. See you later, senior citizen. No, Kevin, come down to the Hall of Winners. We need to have you down here. That's the way we can keep track of all these crazy people. So many people came to do their talents. Can't keep track of them. What? Can you sit in the second room?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. The Hall of First Losers. Okay. That's fine. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. All right, good. Well, we will sing to the back of you as you leave. We'll think about the things that you've done while you're gone.
You know, they're walking a little bit faster.
Enjoy. I hope you do good on your cherry quest. Anyway, so the lesson here is, if you're gonna come show your talents, you better bring your own fucking cherry. That's all. this whole, like, for my next trick. I mean, have a Confederate with a fucking, you know, bucket of cherries if you got to. We do the saber dance and we, you know, chuck cherries and...
We do. Yeah.
Okay. So we have... Please, can I get another round of applause for the brave individuals in the front who came through all of this and actually stood up and they sang and they made animal noises and they sang and they did... Oh, they did so much tonight, didn't they? It was such a wonderful moment. We drove so many fucking people out of the room. There were so many people who just Seinfeld, I'm out, fucking left. It was great. That's all they know. But that's nothing compared to the tasty thought of those of you who walked in halfway through and thought, this is what happens at Hope.
Jason, usually I'm a lot more traumatized at this point, and I'm very disappointed. We have a temp judge, and we haven't traumatized him yet.
Once he realizes that he is now press-ganged into making decisions on people's lives that will affect them for the rest of all time, just because he was able to pipe up, it'll come. Okay. Instant trauma is like so COVID. What you want is long-term, wake up in the middle of the night, what the fuck did I do trauma. So we'll have that for him.
I like to live dangerously.
Hmm?
I like to live dangerously.
Okay. When you want bravery, just go to Lambda Calculus. Okay. All right, well, so... I think that we're just going to have to start the judging process, during which... I'm more than happy to give people a few hacker names if they don't already have hacker names. Rule is you gotta. All right, so let me. So, what do we want to do here for you folks? Was it easier just to like kind of go over and start to think about maybe what we want to do? This is always fucking pads. We just get like the top three where we think like they're pretty fucking good, and we let everybody in the audience decide the final. You know, so we get three finalists.
Absolutely. What I'd like to do is review what we've heard. Go back on the list.
Okay.
Refresh all the memories, and then we'll narrow down as judges to top three.
Okay, so let's do that. Let's get our list. Why don't we do that? Why don't we give hand one to each of me, and each one of these folks is going to stand up and bow to you from the Hall of Winners and the Hall of
Second. We want to have recognition of like to trigger the memory cell.
Sure.
Should stand up.
So why don't we give me right. Each one?
I'm just going to go in order because I think that's easiest. So licks-own/elbow.
Licks own elbow. Licks own elbow with licks old elbow. Next. Right.
And that was the name of the talent and the name of the talented.
Yes.
The next name of the talent is stick twirling. The talented is Florian. Please stand up so we can.
Yep. Florian with stick twirling, fire required. Fire not included. There we go. Fire not included. FNI. And our third contestant was
it's almost in my memory. This was Lucas number one.
Lucas number one. And
there was
Lucas with chainsaw Lucas.
And we had two Lucases. Evidently, it's a very common name in.
Correct.
Right.
That's fucking normal. Okay.
That's normal. That's and they have the same birthday as well.
Right.
Next was Jeffrey Bracco, I think. Is that right? Jeffrey Bracco goes by...
Jeffrey Brace.
Oh, Jeffrey Brace, sorry. Goes by Arkazel.
Arkazel with Forever Young. Best singer who stood up.
Jeffrey Brace was able to sing poorly at karaoke.
Yep. Followed by?
We know his name. We didn't actually necessarily say his name. Rebel.
Oh, Rebel.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Rebel with Remember When Phone System Impressions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There he is. He's very proud of himself. Look at that smile.
All right.
He's proud of himself.
Right. Those were, I think they were called Imitation Sounds, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so Rebel with Imitation Sounds. Up next, number six was Bill Graydon. And the talent was throat singing. Is it Tuvan?
Tuvan throat singing with Bill.
All right. Number seven was, I believe, Day. Is that right?
Day. And there's
remember
Day.
That?
The Day with Cartwheel. Did they say, yeah?
With a cartwheel.
Day with Cartwheel.
With a cartwheel.
Cartwheel.
Yes.
It's
actually two cartwheels.
Yeah, two.
Hmm? Yeah, it was the cartwheel
double
followed
cartwheel.
By the reverse cartwheel.
Double cartwheel all the way.
It's a cartwheel.
All right.
Okay.
All right, that was number seven. Number eight was Zed.
Mm-hmm. Zed. With Shut Your Eyes and Bark Like a Dog.
Bark Like a Dog.
Perfect.
And Shut Your Eyes.
Yeah, Bark like a Dog and Shut Your Eyes.
Struck Your Eyes.
Also known as Shut Your Eyes and Bark Like a Dog in Europe.
Oh. All right.
Depends on where you come from. You all heard different ones on the top, you know. Almost won the Eurovision. Anyway.
It was astounding. So number nine was, I think, Coupad. Is that right? Or Coupad? Mm-hmm. Coupad, yeah. We heard playing Ocarina.
With you'll never guess what I have in my pocket.
That's the son Ocarina.
Oh, is this the time for an Ocarina? Okay. And after that, we had
that was the pocket warmed ocarina. Next, we have Lucas Two.
Lucas Two.
Listening.
And
Lucas
with, you don't have a balloon. I'll do my best.
Blows balloon with my nose.
There we go.
And I had difficulty with the handle. Was it Short Cane Dollar Sign Dress?
Dollar Sign Hort King. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dollar sign,
short king.
Dollar sign, short king.
Yeah. Dollar sign.
All right. Dollar sign, short king. All right. I got it. The handle is important. Number 11 was Wenob. Is that about right?
Yep.
Yep.
I spelled it correctly, which means now this is. I wasn't sure. It sounded like hoist weight.
Hoist way.
Hoist way.
Operation.
All right. Hoist way. It's very actually very difficult to hear from this side of the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hoistway. Okay. And these were dolphin noises.
Dolphin noises. Yes. And prolonged eye contact. Dolphin noises, prolonged eye contact.
All right.
And
I closed my eyes and I almost drowned. Last one, I believe, was Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin had a
piano, tiny piano. Tiny piano singer.
Tiny piano concerto. And I was going to comment, we moved on, but I was a little curious. It actually sounded like a harpsichord,
yeah.
But it also had...
vibrato.
But yeah, like some...
A little vibrato
some,
action.
Some
yeah,
clear
little slide action.
Tricks.
Yeah.
So it was like piano plus.
Modified piano.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And okay.
Nobody's accusing you of doping. Don't worry.
So to summarize the pocket talents, we had an ocarina in the pocket. We had a latex glove in the pocket. We had a, did we say there was an ocarina? We had a tiny piano.
In the pocket.
In the pocket.
And we also almost... had it. We had a little tiny bonus cherry hunt.
Yeah, the fruit did not appear.
No, the fruit was a total fucking whiff. It was amazing.
Sent a human being into their own bag to provide fruit for a show. I don't know. That's cruel. That's cruel as shit.
And there was, I thought there was a stick in the pocket, but Florian was just happy to see us.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right.
All right, judges.
All right.
Discuss amongst yourselves
right. so,
what you think. I think the three finalists.
Make your selection. No.
Wait, three or five? What do you think?
Let's see how we do.
Let's see how they go. Okay, well, in that case, it's one once again for Jesus Christ, give me a hacker name. Who needs a hacker name?
So.
Slip and slide. I'm going to go with, okay. So
yeah,
coveralls, but with like two like asterisks, like one on each side. Coveralls. Lauren, okay.
Low arts.
Yeah, that's actually what that's called. Oh, people can hear you.
Destiny's mother.
I moved the mic back a little bit more.
question mark, Unicode B, and nobody gets it fucking right. No, contestants don't get names. You got to have part of the fun. Oh. Let's go. What's I want to give you something that's not ageism. No, I'm going to do it anyway, aren't I? No, I don't want to do that one. Come on, brain. Stop doing it. Stop showing me. Whip it cracker. Get a name you don't even... Well, you'll get the reference. Yeah, if you're old enough, whippets. Okay, so. Oh, you want a part of this thing. TV dinner. Double desperado. Lukewarm nuclear.
Well, I don't have another nominee, but.
Mini game. What?
Which one?
Do you need one too? You want a piece of this?
Yeah.
Extra slice.
I would say
that's what you get for laughing at mini game.
I would say
oh, Jesus, what? Everyone forgot their hacker name already. So, actually, you said this was your very first something something or other. Like, you've never seen, you don't know who the fuck I was. And now you're like, who the fuck? So, Jason Scott Jr. Let's see. We got, Needleizer. I'm usually faster than this, but I've been walking around on my back is fucking killing me. Just being alive is a triumph these days. I used to have energy, the energy of a young man. Oh, your hands are up, right? Oh, wait, hand went up, hand went down. What are we doing here? Chicken wire. And... No, okay. People, see what I like? His arms are going down, going like, I don't like these hacker names. Closed KFC. Okay, so draped coffin, except that the A is a 4. Do you need one? No, you don't. How you doing? You need one? Oh, they all snuck away, didn't they? All the CDCers. Yeah, at that point, the fuck. Well, one day, he's going to be up there emceeing. He's going to walk down here, and he's going to declare somebody Jason Scott 3. That's going to be so cute, and I'll be fucking dead. Any others? No. All right, we were all fucking officially named then. Use your names wisely.
We do have some finalists we'd like to announce when we're ready.
So again, even though we are now going to choose by the whim of the judges, 5 finalists, these folks are all amazing because I'm not that encouraging to come on stage. I'm mostly threatening and bullying and all that bullshit, but they did it.
Yeah.
And they walked up and they did it in front of an audience. Just for fun, of the contestants, who here, that was their first, like, stage performance?
I totally forgot about prizes.
One, two, okay. Not bad. Yeah. So, I mean, look, Buster Keaton started out licking elbows. That's how it worked. And then, actually, does anyone know what Buster Keaton's first stage job was? He was two.
I didn't.
You know? Okay, so this was vaudeville.
Think of prizes.
And his family, his father and his mother, had Buster, and they trained Buster. And so when Buster was like 3 or 4, they would have stuff where there was a baby.
Everything else is.
And then they would fight. That was their vaudeville act. So they would argue with each other, and then he'd like hit her with a chair, and then she'd smack him with a frying pan and do something. And by the time Buster is like 3 or 4, he's in the act. And they would grab him and throw him into the audience in the middle of the fight and like have him come back and they'd flip him off again. And that's why Buster Keaton became so good at clown comedy, because his parents were trying to kill him. Anyway, there you go. Happy days of vaudeville. So again, everybody's a winner. A few people, this is their first time, and then they licked an elbow and that's how it ends. Okay. So what do we think are the five?
We'll give you the five. And we're going to hold our applause for now, but we'll do a...
We're going to bring them up.
Audience, yeah.
We're going to bring them up. So don't applaud yet.
Yeah,
but we're going to, as they say your name in the finalists, come up through the fucking stairs and stand up here. All right. Go team.
These are not in any particular order. They're just, as you scroll them. The Ocarina.
Ocarina.
Dolphin sounds with eye contact.
Dolphin sound.
Throat singing.
Tuvan throat singing.
Bad karaoke.
Bad karaoke.
Stick twirling.
Stick twirling.
Gloria.
And is that? Five. So we went with five. Jesus. All right. Again, all the rest of you were amazing, even the ones in the second row. And all right. So first, a round of applause for our arbitrarily chosen finalists. I'm going to ask each one of our contestants to make one last statement to the audience to win their hearts over here at the final line. Okay, let's go.
Wait, by the way, need to do?
And number two.
You guys like prolonged eye contact? I do.
I don't know what I'm saying over here. Thank you. I'm not going to stop throat singing until this is over. Alrighty.
All right, everyone got to say something. All right, so I think we're going to do this by a nature of, like, applause. And I'm just going to start. I'm going to start our...
Yeah, let's... this can use a sleeping.
Look at that applause. Delicious quivering. Anyway, so...
So we're going to try to listen carefully here to the applause, and it's just to... advance notice is likely we'll do another round of showdown, because sometimes it's hard to hear across five.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna do this, and we're gonna listen carefully.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna play any more fucking. Okay.
Oh.
All right. So we're gonna do the old hand over the pumpkin thing. Okay. Here we go. Do we need another round to evaluate? No.
Guess not.
I guess not.
Okay, can the judges confer?
Okay, the judges will confer. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Is that right?
Is that right?
There they are, standing in a row.
We have a winner.
We have a winner, says the temp.
Yeah. We have a winner. New judge can announce.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Announce it. All right. Enjoy your limelight.
Bad singing.
Yeah!
Woo!
All right. Bravery wins the day. He went into battle with nothing, and he won the day. How about that? How about that? So, what is the grand prize for our winner? I mean, the others, of course, got the moment to be on the stage and get confused by questions.
Okay.
What's the prize?
They're going to Disney World.
Nobody's going to Disney World. Shut the fuck up. What?
You can pay for me to go to Disney World. That'd
okay.
Be nice.
Ka-ching.
Thanks.
Your prize is we go to Disney World.
We might have kind of accidentally sort of forgot, but I did get a donation. It's a episode one puzzle, 1,000 pieces that's already been opened.
Wow! Holy shit! Are you telling me that the epic story of Queen Amidala was told in jigsaw form?
In jigsaw.
Or is it just, wait, it's not just Jar Jar, is it?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Mystery episode one already opened. You see, this is what you get when you're brave. That's amazing. Tell everybody else we gave him gold, please. Well, I guess that's it.
That's amazing.
I guess that's amazing.
Thank you.
Once again,
yeah.
Greg, the lovely Greg. My.
Kusanagi, yeah.
Yeah, Snagi. Okay. Whoever the fuck you are. And everybody, all of our lovely friends here, these are amazing people. Fucking Stealth, Ocarina. Again, eye contact, man. Eye contact, and I wish I had more fire. And all of our lovely contestants, this has been Hackers Got Talent for 2024. Remember me, Jason Scott Jr. Remember me when I die tonight.
All right.
That's it. Get the fuck out.
Demo scenes.
The demo scene.
Are at 11 in this room.
Yeah.
I got to give a weak ass shout to the demo scene. So after this, in this room, there's a group who will be showing excerpts and films from the demo scene.
Yeah.
So some really awesome computer graphics made for free by groups of people dedicated to retro and modern hardware and telling things. If you want to see some of that, that is some great, great stuff to experience.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks again,
thank you,
everybody.
Jason Scott. Thank you, Jason Scott. Thank you, Jason Scott.
Good as always.